Sister Elizabeth, Michael here. God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ to hear this message. I'm almost 100% convinced that the key to unlocking the door and getting you out of this prison is forgiveness. I received so many thousands of messages in the beginning, early years of my ministry, just like yours, people stuck in some terrible sin that they couldn't get out of. And so many times I found that the reason they were being held in that prison was because they were in violation of the principle in God's word in Matthew 18, where Jesus Christ says that you have been forgiven so much as his servant. And that if you then turn around and hold another servant in unforgiveness, that you're considered to be a wicked servant. And God says, if you do not forgive that person from your heart, that he will turn you over to the tormentors so that you will be tormented until you should pay back all that you owed. So I wonder, is it possible that you are withholding forgiveness from your father, your grandfather, and your brother, or anyone else? Who is it that you would like to see paid back for what they've done to you? Who is it that it would give you pleasure to see punished? That is a person that you have yet to forgive, and trusting them over back to God. Not that what they did is justifiable or right, but that you say, I'm not God. I'm not the judge. God is. And I'm going to turn this person over to him to be the judge rather than me. Almost 9 out of 10 times when I had messages like this, that was the cause. Search your heart. And also, could it be you that you haven't forgiven in some way? If you put your own hands around your own neck and don't forgive yourself, as a child of God, you're just as guilty of withholding forgiveness as you would be if you held it against me. May the Lord help you in Jesus' name. And my wife would like to say something.
Remember, you can't forgive unless God gives you the grace to forgive. You can't do it in your own strength.
Right, especially when she's in that bondage.
Even today, I have to ask God to help me to forgive people. I tend to hold a grudge and hold on to it.
Yeah.
And even if it's not as sinister as the
sexual sin
forgiveness I had to have for my ex-husband, I still ask him to help me to forgive because I don't trust my heart.
Yeah,
to be able to let it go and release it,
right,
you know, into God's hands. So
yes,
I am always at his mercy, really, for
right.
his help.
Right. Right. Yeah, and you will not have gotten into this sin easily, and you will not likely get out of it easily. There will be a fight. So one other thing that I want to share with you, in addition to what Lisa just said, is it is true that after you have been held in this bondage this long, Satan is owning you. You're a slave. The Bible says that a man is a slave to whatever has mastered him, and this sexual sin has mastered you. So you're a slave to it. It pulls your chain. You're in bondage. It's a spiritual bondage, right? So indeed, if you are able to identify anybody that you're withholding unforgiveness and ask the Holy Spirit to show you, then tell the Lord, Lord, I want to do the right thing. I need your help to do it.
Mm.
Just like Lisa was talking about. If you cannot easily do it, ask the Lord to help you.
Yeah.
And then the second thing that I want to tell you is to get out of any kind of sin, you must be willing to suffer.
Mm.
You have to be willing to suffer in your body for a little while. After you've suffered a little while, the God of all grace himself will restore you, making you strong, firm, and steadfast. So to get into sin is pleasure. To get out of sin is pain. It is going to be costly when your body is screaming for the false relief and pleasure that it gets from the sexual sin. You are going to have to say to that body of yours, no, you are not the boss of me. And you have to at one point put your foot down and cry out to the living God. See, it's a teamwork. God has to see that you hate the sin and you're willing to suffer to make a sacrifice to get out of it. Listen, present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Sacrifice is death. A part of you must die to get out of this. That pleasure center of your brain, that repeated behavior and pattern of seeking pleasure in that way, that part of you must die in order that you may live. And just remember, whatever you sacrifice for Christ through crucifixion, you will receive resurrected. It's not just death, 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 but it's death unto life, death unto life, death unto life. You are in serious trouble. You will face hell if you do not get out of it. But there is a God who's able to rescue you, Elizabeth. When you violate his word, there is no hope. When you obey his word, what did Jesus say about those who would be free? Listen to these words very carefully. John 8:31-36. Jesus said to the Jews who believed him, they believed him. He said, "You are really my disciples if you hold to my teaching. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." How do you get free? Holding to Jesus' teachings. In Matthew 18, Jesus said, "You must forgive your brother from his heart." In Matthew 6:13-14, Jesus Christ said, "You must forgive men when they sin against you, or your heavenly Father will not forgive you of your sins." So if you obey the teachings of Jesus, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Anyone who sins is a slave to sin, and a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the Son, capital S, sets you free, you will be free indeed. Obey the teachings of Christ wherever you need to, saying, "God, I want desperately to obey this. I'm struggling to do it, but I believe all things are possible to him who believes, and I know that it is your will I get free of this sin. You died to save me from the sins that I'm in and to free me from the devil's trap. Believe that, and it will be to you according to your faith. Be willing to suffer in your body, hours, days, whatever it is. You will not stay in that pain forever. God will come and help. God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Bye-bye."